Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
As a little hint, this is what we're having on our show today. And smile, say cheese. Today's episode, we're featuring a man who's got a wonderful job, Mr. Dylan Melcher. And he's got one of the tough guys, a kind of job that kind of my dream was of. He's the photographer for the calendar. Hello, Dylan. Are you online?
Hello, Nancy. How are you? Yes, I'm here.
Now, you have a voice that says you're not a New Yorker.
No, I'm from the South. No,
you're
I'm
from
not
the
a New
South.
Yorker.
I heard that right away. Are you on sleepy time? Or you've had your cup of coffee?
No, I've had my cup of coffee. I'm good.
Oh, good. I like it.
Thanks for having
me
on, by the way. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Well, it's great. I love Hooters. I got to tell you, I like this every year. I just think this is a fantastic thing that these girls do, the Hooters calendar. And it's first off, you've got a great job. You're a professional photographer, and this is your job. But I'm just laughing because when you tell people what you do, they must go, "What? No way."
Absolutely. This is a big step for me. I usually I try to keep a secret with the majority of my friends and the people I meet. So me coming on the radio is a big deal for me, you know?
Oh, people don't know you do this?
Well, no, they do. But if I meet someone in the beginning, you know, I might say, I work in advertising or something. I don't really allude to the fact that I work for the Hooters calendar.
Oh, but it's a wonderful issue.
It is for
that's
sure.
Great. It's the swimsuit. It's the Hooters swimsuit calendar. It's annual. It's the largest seller in its category.
That's
let's
right.
see. And this will be 2012 calendar out October 5th, marks the 26th edition. Now, how many of those have you photographed, Dylan?
I started probably 5 years ago, full time. So, that's five calendars. The first year came out was 1986, so it's been a long time.
Wow, 5 years of this. And this is, let me see, what else? There's so much good because they have something. I want to get my facts straight here. Now, Dylan, you started out as a photographer. Let's start a little bit about your history. Where are you from?
I did. I'm from Tampa, Florida, originally. Growing up, my father was a photographer, so I was on the studio and always around the lights and the cameras and stuff. So I kind of grew into it. You know, 10 years old, I was setting all the studio up and the lights. So I've been around it for a while.
How old were you when you started setting up the lights?
About 10, 11, 12.
And then when did he let you start developing? Because back then it was developing film.
Yeah, it was. I never developed with him. When I went to college, I took black and white classes there and learned how to develop, even though that was the digital age still. I learned then.
And when did you start moving into photography as a profession?
About 8 years ago, 7 years ago, I started working for local restaurants. And I still do a lot of food photography. That's Hooters calendar and restaurants and food photography. That's my main thing.
Food photography?
Yeah, food photography. I love it.
Well, do you do any of the food at Hooters?
I do, actually. Their menus, depends on the franchise, but a lot of their menus and inserts and some of the billboards in different states, I shot all the food.
Well, wow. So that must give you a sense of pride and joy to be driving down the highway.
Absolutely.
And see your work up there?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
People don't realize there is an art to photographing food as well as people, in that the lighting to pick up, you want to make it like tactile.
yes. Food photography is a pain in the butt. I mean, I have to travel with a full-time food stylist, and we work really hard to get that one shot. You know, we'll shoot a burger 300, 400 times, and we'll only use one shot. So cool.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that in their commercials. When you see a commercial and you think, oh, that looks so fresh and that sugar looks so great, well, maybe it's soap flakes, you know?
But exactly.
There are tricks to the trade. Now, let's talk about the Hooters calendar girls. They are selected from nearly 25,000 working employees of Hooters located in over 450 restaurants worldwide.
That's right.
And the final almanac features around 200 images, and you estimate that's about 40,000 photos were shot?
Yep, about 40,000 photos. We'll travel, probably go to over 50 cities around the United States and shoot well over 400 girls who have chosen to kind of participate. And then in the end, you know, we get it down to just over 200 girls that represent, you know, maybe 35, 40 states and a bunch of Hooters.
Let me ask you this, as the photographer, because it is kind of how you present them. How much do you have into to do with coaxing the best shot out of them?
Well, definitely photography, you know, when I'm shooting models like that, it's about building a relationship and kind of the nature of the beast. You know, I have to get in and shoot a bunch of girls quickly, so I have to, you know, build a rapport and a relationship with the girls really quick. I have 3, 4, 5 minutes to talk to them, make them comfortable in front of the camera, and then, you know, try to get the best shot out of them that can go, you know, try to make it a feature picture.
Oh, interesting. Now, I see you don't use a mister.
We do sometimes.
You do?
Sometimes, I guess, you know.
But you try mostly for natural?
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, we use a mister sometimes, but we never, the scene, backgrounds, the color of the water, none of that's ever photoshopped. So we take pride in that.
Oh, that's terrific. Where do you find these great locations?
I don't know. We do a lot of photo shoots in the Bahamas. That seems to be our main thing. So it's close. You know, we're
wait
we
a minute,
a lot of Florida.
Dylan, are you telling me not only to get to travel all over the world doing this calendar, you get to go to the Bahamas to shoot them?
Yes. Sometimes I'm in private jets to the Bahamas and I'm on private yachts shooting them. You know,
oh,
it's a hard job.
Oh my goodness! But what is it that you say? Somebody's got to do it.
I always say it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it, so might as well be me.
Oh my goodness! So you fly all over the world and you do these shoots. Now, let's see. You did a photo shoot, the one about the South Beach.
Yep, that's so. When I was in college, I minored in Mandarin Chinese. Go figure, right? And then
wow.
So I'm on South Beach shooting Hooters girls. And sure enough, they have a girl from Beijing that's there, and she doesn't speak a lick of English. And, you know, there I am on South Beach doing a photo shoot with a Chinese model, and I'm speaking Mandarin back and forth with her. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's Mandarin. What made you take up Mandarin?
When I was in college, they said the Chinese were going to take over the world, so I figured I'd learn how to speak it. But I tell people I can only speak to bartenders and cab drivers. That's about it.
And Hooters girls from China.
And Hooters girls from Beijing, yes.
Beijing. Interesting. Do they have Hooters in Beijing?
They do. They have Hooters in Beijing and Shanghai in China, and then a few in Tokyo.
Wow.
And some in South Korea.
So it's worldwide. So when the calendar goes worldwide, let me just ask you, it goes worldwide when you, this calendar?
It does. The majority, I think we only have five different countries represented in this year's calendar. It just depends on year.
Do they sell? My question is, do they sell the calendar worldwide then?
A little bit. I mean, Germany is probably our biggest seller for a foreign country. Germany kicks butt. They sell a lot. And all the Germany, Hooters kick butt. I mean, I understand, you know, every night there's a couple-hour wait at every German location.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrific, and this is your work.
This is my work. Yes,
you must be proud of that. I think I have since you've been doing this. I have all your calendars. I actually have them.
Did you get the new one?
I haven't gotten the new one yet. I'm hoping to go because this week is the big opening.
Yeah, tomorrow at the Manhattan Hooters, which is on 56 and Broadway, I believe they.
Yes.
They're doing the dinner time signing.
It's 211 West 56th Street. Between 7th and Broadway, and it's the Hooters of Manhattan. It'll be Wednesday, October 5th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Thursday, October 6th, from noon to 1:30, and again from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And you can go to www.hooterscalendar.com, www.hooterscalendar.com, to get more information on this. So, you've been doing this, So what did you say, 6 years, 5 years?
Yeah, about 5, 6 years.
5 or 6 years you've been doing it. And can you tell me some of your experiences? Now, a lot of people don't know. They aren't all models. I mean, I've talked to them. I've interviewed them. A lot of them are teachers, business majors, and this is just a means to an end, going to school. And they have a lot of fun with it, too. And,
that's definitely a common misconception is the idea that, you know, these girls are actually waitresses or Hooters girls. They work restaurants. You know, sometimes people approach me and say, well, so how many models do you have to hire to shoot the camera? I'm like, no, they're all employees of Hooters. And you know, a majority of them are, have no modeling experience. They kind of come up there, I come out there and try to have fun and you know, and try to enjoy being in front of the camera.
Almost every one of them that I interviewed, Dylan, had some career goal in mind. One of them was going into the family business after this. Another was going to be a teacher. Another was going to, I think one was going to be a nurse. Or not? No, I think medical. And but they all seem to be very focused.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, they definitely. I think they do Hooters when they're young. They can, you know, they can make decent money and pay bills and, you know, get through school and do stuff like that.
Now you've had quite experiences. You've had some experience because, well, the Mandarin thing is lovely. That's just lovely that you spoke Mandarin. All I know, I think it's Shia. But that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
That was good pronunciation.
Thank you. That's all I know. You have occupational hazards when doing this, don't you? You've had something about a flash flood?
Yes, we have all sorts of things. And, you know, I'm always traveling with expensive equipment, and especially in Florida. You know, I don't know if you've been down here during the summertime.
Yes, I used to live in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, so at any time in the afternoon, you can get that lightning storm that can hit. It seems like there's
fast and furious. I think the people in the north don't know that, but in Florida, it can be bright and sunny, and within minutes, it could be a thunderstorm, lightning, everything.
And just for 20, 30 minutes, it just downpours. It's nasty. So I'm always. It seems like there's always something going wrong with photo shoots. You know, what can go wrong will. And I'm always running around with, you know, $10,000 worth of equipment on my back, trying to dive out of the rain.
Wow. So over 40,000 photos. Now, who chooses? Who selects which photos will be chosen?
In the end, after we're done with all the photos, all the owners and managers and people involved with Hooters nationwide will come down to Clearwater, and we'll have a Hooters calendar and convention. We'll all get together and look at pictures and vote on them and pick out the best ones and represent all the Hooters nationwide.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the photographer now. Does it come down to you narrowing it down for everybody else, or do they have to see every single photo? Because this is a selective process. It's just as random.
Yeah, exactly. The first round of selection, I'll narrow down based on the technical qualities of the photo. So if this wasn't lit properly or whatever, I'll throw that out. But then basically if it's technically sound, I'll present that to all the franchise people and all the managers and let them choose after that point.
Yes. And Dylan, can you tell us something about, this is a very nice thing that the veterans.
Yeah. Operation Calendar Drop.
Operation Calendar Drop. And this is to all the veterans. This is one of the many altruistic things that Hooters also does. They have charities that they back, but this is one of the nice ones. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's two, I think. There's Operation Calendar Drop, and then they also support the Valentine Fund. Operation Calendar Drop, though, that's starting pretty soon, I think. Now you can go into Hooters, you can buy a calendar for a troop, put a little message on it, and then Hooters will pay for the way to make sure it gets overseas to a base and make sure the troop gets that and it has your note.
Oh, that's so nice. So, guys, this Wednesday, I know you're going to be at the Hooters. It's a lot of fun, too. I got to tell you, I love the wings. And that's so bad, but I love those wings.
Absolutely. They're awesome.
The wings and the food is great. And it's a fun atmosphere. I think people tend to look at it judgmentally, but it's ridiculous. I mean, these people are just making a living. There's nothing bad with what they're wearing. I've seen worse at the beach. They are so nice. Every one of these women that I've interviewed is such a nice and lovely lady. And this Wednesday, October 5th, at 5:30 to 7 p.m., go check it out. Buy a calendar. And while you're there, get one for the troops. Buy one. Be generous in this and send one over, because Operation Calendar Drops just lifts the spirits over there. And it's also this Thursday. If you can't go Wednesday, go Thursday, noon to 1:30, and 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. So you have two chances to go on Thursday. And Dylan, so you work with these girls. Now, have any of them gone on further, like into modeling or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like this is always kind of the starting point for them. And there's a few girls that are out in L.A. right now, and they're doing well. They're on, you know, big Verizon commercials and stuff like that. So, So they can definitely use this to propel their career a little bit. And you know, working with the calendar, they can kind of get comfortable and they learn. They learn how to you know, pose in the camera and how to do awesome. So they definitely move on for sure. Going to modeling.
Yes, they go into modeling. Do you know one? Can you name one? Or?
Yeah, Michelle Nunes, I think, is one of our most recent famous ones. She's out in L.A., and she's featured in several commercials, and she did really well.
Oh, and this all came through Hooters. This was her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when she was young, she started, and at one point she was the cover of the account. Have her cover in a purple like sequins bikini. I don't know if you have that. I don't know if it was 2009, maybe 2008.
2008. Yes, I may have that. I'll have to go back and look at
that. Yeah, her name is Michelle, and she's a cover, and. You know, I think she started working for Hooters and really learned how to be an awesome model, and now she's in L.A. kicking butt.
That's terrific that they go on. And let's see, who's the cover girl this year? Is that
Lindsay Way. Lindsay Way. She'll be at the signing. She's on the cover, and I think 8 or 9 feature girls will be signing calendars in Manhattan. So you definitely got to gather and meet her.
Oh,
Nancy, I wish you had a calendar in front of you so you could see it. I got to send you one.
She's got the leopard skin.
Yes.
Top.
Yes.
Yes,
exactly.
And they have but they have to stay in shape, these girls. I don't know how they do it around that food.
yeah, exactly. I don't know. They must
work
out a lot.
The food is so good. What was your most? Do you feel like a mentor sometimes when these girls? Some of them have never really professionally been in front of the camera.
Yeah, I think I'm not really like a mentor, but you know, I have a very short amount of time, like I said, to build a rapport with these girls and make them feel comfortable. So it's, you know, that's half my job is being able to communicate with them pretty clearly, and the other half is taking good photos. So it's important though when I talk with them and get them comfortable in front of the camera.
Some things that you might do to help someone relax in front of the camera, because you're partially scantily clad, basically, and
right.
You know, although these girls know they're very pretty, you know, people are staring at you, and you're very self-conscious. What do you do to calm them down?
Tough question. I think I just try to make them forget that they're in front of a camera for a little bit and ask them about themselves and where they're from and just kind of get them comfortable. Because some of them, like you said, they've never been in front of a camera, so they're going to tense up a little bit and get a little nervous. So I just try to make them feel comfortable and forget about, you know, what they're doing. And then next thing you know, they're...
You must have some secrets that you do. That you must have a phrase that you use or... What do you use?
I don't think so.
You don't think you do? You don't. You just had to become a smooth talker overnight.
Sometimes my go-to line to break the ice will be, "Is this your first time?" And the girls say yes, and I go, "That's mine too. So let's try to get through this."
Oh.
That usually helps out.
There you go. You see, that's nice. That's something nice that you do. And
yeah.
You just so how much of your time does this take doing this job?
Yeah, the brunt of it's definitely in the middle of summer. So from May, June, July, I'll spend 30, 40 days in a straight in a hotel, and I'll travel nonstop. So it can be taxing on me a little bit to spend that much time in hotels. And you know, I'm on a plane every night, and I'm in a car every day. So you know, the summertime is really it's 100% time. And then the rest of the year,
to hire somebody wherever you go as your assistant, or do you have an assistant?
Yeah, it depends. I have to work the schedule because sometimes I'll bring an assistant from Tampa that I know really well, or sometimes I'll know people on the way, or managers of the restaurants will help out. But it's, you know, it's tough. I definitely, you know, the better help I can get, the better I can, more efficient I can make a photo.
Yes, but it must be hard for you as a photographer because I mean, I have basic photography background. I know that there's a setup to the lights. There's a setup. Do they do their own makeup? Is there someone there to do their makeup?
Most of the time they will do their makeup. It just depends on the – if I'm in Dallas, for example, and the Dallas stores, they decide to hire a makeup artist, and then they'll have a makeup artist come to the photo shoot and do makeup. But it really just depends on the location and who's in charge.
Wow. So to do your own makeup, I mean, but you have to do body makeup as well. It's not – you can't just
– Yeah, I think very minimal body makeup. You know, it's mostly just face.
Really, really. That's
yep.
That's interesting because that's,
I think
that's,
so. I don't know.
That's a lot of work. That's
Absolutely.
A lot of work to do, not just, you know, to do the makeup as well with that. Now, you have some tips for aspiring models, maybe? We have some aspiring Hooters models, waitresses out there that
yeah,
you might
I think,
have tips for?
the number one tip, I mean, this is for photographers too, this is what I use, but just look at photos, look at, you know, thousands and thousands of photos and understand and try to see what makes a good photo and what makes a bad photo, or just maybe what makes an interesting photo. And the more you look, the more you can learn. You know, it's like if you're a musician, the more you play, the better you're going to get. So
what
as a model, obviously.
What do you think makes an interesting photo?
I mean, that's a tough question, too. I mean, for me, it's
well,
everything.
You're framing. All right, let's say. All right, as a photographer, you're framing a photo, right? You know what the background is you're using. Because really, the model, I would venture to say, through your eyes, is more of an, and I don't mean objectifying, but more of an object that you're trying to focus and bring out the most of and enhance.
Exactly. Right.
So
right.
What do you look for in a setup of a shot, of a good Hooters calendar shot?
I'm going to try to find the best angle that I can, an interesting angle. You know, I try to look at the shot. If I set up for a photo shoot or a particular photo, you know, I'll look at it and I'll say, okay, there's got to be a better angle because, you know, I want to present this shot interesting to the viewer. And I'll try to, you know, I'll figure out what the best angle of the subject is, the girl or the food or whatever it is, and I'll try to highlight that using my light and the angle of my camera.
Yes, because you are, you know, the light is so important to the photo, and the way you angle it brings out the most in the girl. You could see something, it's like they say, you do have a good side and a bad side. So you would pick up on this, and you might say, look left more, look right more.
Exactly, and I have to do that in a matter of 5 minutes, so it's pretty tricky sometimes.
So this is a very unique skill you have here. And you say networking is a big part of modeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're trying to be a model. I mean, you know, network. It's just like in any line of work. You know, get out there and meet people in the industry and, you know, learn the industry trends and just meet as many people as you can, for sure.
I also like what you have to say here, Dylan, about, I mean, this is good advice for anybody. I would say if you were a business executive, if you were anybody who gets your picture taken, I'm constantly telling my husband, chin up, parallel to the floor when you take a photo. But
there you go.
But you say take an active role?
Well, yeah, I don't know what I really meant by that. But, yeah, take an active role in trying to learn.
About learning about photography.
Yeah, exactly. You know, try to understand because, especially if you're trying to be a model, you're going to be around cameras a lot. So, you know, the more you can know about that, the better you can, you know, not just help photographers, you can understand.
No, it helps you help the photographer. And
exactly.
I think that's very true. I was a television major before I went into theater, and it's always been to my advantage in that I knew lighting, set lighting. I knew
exactly,
so I would always look where the camera was set up. I always knew where the light, most lighting was. So I always knew where to stand. I never had a problem with that, as they say, finding your light. Oh, we've got a shout-out to Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk Radio. She's enjoying the show. You've got
hey,
another
Betty.
Radio show host listening to you now. He says, hi, Betty. She'd love the Hooters calendar. Real Talk Radio is deals with a lot of movie celebrities, and some of these girls will be someday with that. And this opening, it's so much fun, too. I love – there's one guy – I wonder if he'll be there. He's there every year. I wish I could remember his name. I think it's Amon or something like that. And he comes every year to the Hooters calendar signing. And it's so interesting because I've done interviews every year, Dylan, to see the same guys. I said, weren't you here last year? And what's even fun is the firemen come.
Yep.
So the firemen are usually there, and I love seeing those guys there. They're having a great time. And the calendar looks beautiful. I like – where did you film the cover at?
The cover was shot at we have another photographer we work with, Todd Farron, and he has a studio in Paducah, Kentucky. If you've ever been there, I doubt it. But he has a really beautiful studio there, so we flew in a few girls, and he captured the cover there. Yep.
Where was this?
In Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah. Oh, gosh.
Paducah.
Oh, that's
Paducah, yeah.
Yes, Betty Jo, I always get it wrong. I'm sorry. That's Movie Attic Headquarters. That's I was Real Talk as her blog, I believe. I always get it wrong because I'm multitasking. I'm sorry, Betty. She's laughing at me. Yes, so let's give them the dates again. Okay, you can also go to www.hooterscalendar.com and to see, I guess you can get a little sampling of your work there.
Yeah, absolutely. And more importantly, I don't know if I can give a shout out to our Facebook here, but facebook.com/Hooters Calendar. I mean, we are totally active
Facebook.
On there. And
definitely. I'm going on to join Facebook Hooters. Terrific.
Yeah. Just type in, facebook.com/Hooters Calendar. And, really, when I'm traveling during the summer, every day I'm posting the city I'm in. I'm taking pictures of the girls, and we're shooting. And, I mean, we're very active on that every single day.
Give that to me one more time. That's
Facebook.com/Hooters Calendar.
Hooters Calendar. I'm joining today. That way you can see Dylan's work all year long. And this is going to be great this week. All right. This will be tomorrow. Tomorrow's the opening. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. We worked really hard on this calendar. And, you know, it's really about creating something. I mean, you know, when February comes around, that's when we first start planning everything for the calendar. And it's really nice to see it come together. And it looks great. So we're pretty excited.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, this will be, I'll give out the shout-out one more time. This is 211 West 56th Street between 7th Avenue and Broadway. You cannot miss the sign. It's a short block, everyone. Okay, it's Wednesday, October 5th, 2011, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Thursday, noon to 1:30, and your second chance is 5:30 to 7 p.m. Where are you now? Where will you be? Will you be there?
I won't, unfortunately. I was going to.
Unfortunately, you're going to miss your opening. Will you be in any town that it's opening in?
Yes, absolutely. We're doing openings all across Clearwater, and we're doing some in Chicago next month that are really big. I'll definitely be in a few of those.
And Clearwater's where Hooters started, isn't it? In 1983?
Yep, the original. Yep, 1983, the original one opened in Clearwater. So I'm in there all the time. It's pretty cool.
Yes, Betty Jo says, great work, Dylan.
Thank you, Betty Jo. I appreciate it.
So that's great. So that'll be opening. This will be great. The calendar, buy one for the veterans, Operation Calendar Drop. This is a good cause. Also, it's Hooters does a lot of good things. And besides being a fun restaurant for just to go unwind, and it's family friendly. It's nothing about it. I take my
chair.
What?
Yeah, the charities they're involved in is incredible. There's so many of them. It's awesome.
There's so many numerous charities, but if you want to be a part of Operation Calendar Drop, when you go Wednesday or Thursday, buy an extra calendar for our servicemen overseas. They'll really appreciate that someone was thinking of them. And Dylan, these are again great photos. I look forward to seeing the new calendar. You can go to www.hooterscalendar.com or Facebook Hooters.
Facebook.com/Hooters Calendar.
And / calendar and join and see the pictures all around. Let's thank Dylan. Anything you want to add, Dylan?
Nope, I'm good, Nancy. I appreciate it. I love your work. I Googled you a little bit and watched some of your YouTube stuff. I love your work. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And let me say, will you be working on any other projects?
I'm working on some projects, but then, you know, we'll be starting the calendar in
the
January,
calendar's
February.
The calendar's been your life pretty much, right?
Yes, calendar is in my life, and then you know, I shoot food and all kinds of random other projects throughout the year.
And would you have any advice that you would last advice for someone wanting to be a Hooters calendar girl?
Yes, just get out there and shoot and network and make sure to submit your photos every March. The girls can submit their photos. Just go on our website and they can
now,
see all
they
the information.
Now they have to work for Hooters to do that, right?
Yep, they have to be. They have to work for Hooters. That's a prereq and. If you're aspiring, just get behind the camera and shoot, or get in front of a camera and shoot as much as you can and learn the art. And we look forward to seeing your photos next year.
Oh, well, let's tell me this. How do they submit?
They can go to our website in February, and I think they turn them into their store. So they take a few photos and put them in an envelope, give them to their manager, and then the manager sends them to our headquarters in Clearwater, and that's how the process starts.
Okay. Well, that's been terrific. This has been a great show. And in honor of Operation Calendar Drop, I think we'll go out with a Marine hymn, Dylan, as a special shout-out. And everyone appreciates your work and the hard work you do. And thank you for being a guest today, Dylan. And I look forward to seeing your new calendar this Wednesday
and Thursday.
You, Nancy. Everybody.
Thank you, Nancy.
Get out there. You too. And let's hear it for the Marines and Operation Calendar Drops and every other, the Army, the Air Force, and every other branch of the service. But this is the only one I have on my switchboard right now. Hooters, Wednesday, October 5th, 2011, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And Thursday, October 6th, noon to 1:30 and 5:30 to 7 p.m. www.hooterscalendar.com. And don't forget to Facebook friend them because they're Facebook friendly. the Betty Jo today at 4 p.m. Tuesday at 4 p.m. Movie Attic headquarters. Thank you, Hooters.